Lewis.com.
St. Louis is our home. It's in our history and in our name. We have always served the people of St. Louis, and we always will, because our hearts are here, and yours are too. We are the people of St. Louis University Hospital, and this is our city. And we will always be here to heal hearts, because you are special, and we are specialists. St. Louis University Hospital. For more, visit SLUSpecialists.com.
This is Larry Connors, and I think I drove by your house the other day. It looks great, but I noticed you might have some shingles missing and maybe some other roof damage. Take a moment to call my friend John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Take care of it before everyone else starts calling, before the thunderstorms start pounding us. That way, next time I drive by, I won't have to worry. I'll know your home is protected. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Tired of the same old, same old? Bishop's Post is alive with activity every day, with Monday through Friday happy hours featuring cocktail, beer, and wine specials, plus fabulous offerings on their new bar menu for only $7. Also, don't forget their famous brunch on Sundays from 10 till 3. Bishop's Post has a terrific patio and 3 private dining rooms, which are perfect for all occasions. Bishop's Post is located off Chesterfield Parkway West, next to Chesterfield Mall. To book an event, contact Jenna. And for more information, visit bishopspost.com.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904? World's Fair in Forest Park. Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned, only at St. Louis Bread Company.
It's a three-day celebration for your eyes, your ears, and your palate. It's Art on the Square in Belleville, Friday, May 15th through Sunday, May 17th, with over 100 artists from around the world, fantastic musical and stage performances, and delicious local food and drink. The Inside Out Show with John Shea and Jim McMillan will be broadcasting live on Saturday, May 16th. Join KTRS and American Eagle Credit Union at Art on the Square, Friday, May 15th through Sunday, May 17th in downtown Belleville. There's something for everyone. One at Art on the Square.
This ain't a song for the broken hearted.
I think this is Wayne Newton.
Yeah, that's good. A silent prayer
for faith. You know, a lot of people, I hear people on the radio and they come out of the commercials and they go, okay, we're back. Well,
you didn't go.
You know we're back because we're talking to you. We don't have to tell you we're back. So we are. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. One of the things that has changed the world, I mean significantly, is YouTube. And the people in show business now will tell you, if you want to get discovered, there was a time when you would cut an audition tape, audio, video, you peddle it around, find somebody that would think you have some talent, and then they take it to somebody, and they take it. Not anymore. You go on YouTube. And one of the things I would love to do would be come up with something that I could do on YouTube that would get a million people to watch it. I don't know what that would be because I don't have that kind of talent, but some people do. Listen to the numbers of YouTube. And I can't imagine there are very many of you listening who haven't gone to YouTube. Maybe a few of you old-timers haven't, but you're missing out because it is as entertaining as anything on television. I think more entertaining. If you start, and you go to YouTube to look at one thing, and up will come all kinds of related, associated things.
Probably over the course of a day, I will watch YouTube more than television.
Regular TV.
Cumulative, you know, over the course of the
day. What was that word again?
Cumulative. But I have, because you set up your account with YouTube, and then you can subscribe to different channels. So every day you see what all of those channels have posted, new content.
And not only that, you have your phone, your computer with you all the time. You have a TV with you all the time. You don't always have a TV in front of you. Listen to this. Every day, there are more than 1 billion people who watch YouTube, okay? A billion users. And they watch hundreds of millions of hours. Every minute of every day, 300 hours of video are uploaded. Now, think about this. In the time I've just been talking to you about YouTube, which has been about a minute, 300 hours of video have been uploaded. There was some other statistic I saw, something like it said if you tried to watch just the YouTube videos that were uploaded in a day, you couldn't do it for the rest of your life. In a lifetime, you couldn't do it. 60% of the things that people view are from outside their own country. Now, I don't know that that's true for me, but I do know that a lot of the stuff that people send me, it wasn't shot here. It's Germany. Germany's big. Russia's big. Everybody in Russia has a dash cam in their car. So they say for the average person, 60% of what they watch is from another country. YouTube is on in 75 countries, 61 languages. Half of what's viewed is on mobile devices. More than a million advertisers use Google ad platforms, and I believe Google owns YouTube.
Yes, they bought, I want to say, a couple of years ago.
They bought it for over $1 billion or something like that, and
they're losing money.
Not only they're losing money, when they bought it, YouTube. Look, it's common for people to say, well, before I buy this, I'd like to know what kind of money are you taking in? Here's what YouTube is taking in. Nothing. Not a dollar in profit. YouTube wasn't making $1, yet Google bought it for like $1.5 billion.
And who in the heck did they buy it from?
I don't know who owned YouTube.
It was, I guess, a
some
group of
guy
guys
who's
started,
now a very rich guy.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I can't remember the original ownership group. But
you want to pay what?
Now, let me, I want every I want everybody who has to spend money for advertising to listen to what I'm about to tell you, because I've always said I'm convinced this is true. Right now, most of you are in your cars. We have a pretty captive audience. You're not going anywhere. This is not DVR. You can't skip, back up, go forward. When I talk to you in a moment about Mark and Jason, you're probably going to listen. Thank you for that. But here's what I try to tell people about when they come at you and want your money for pop-up ads that are online or on some website or YouTube or whatever, and this is a documented fact, 85% of streaming online whatever ads are skippable. You can X them out. You can, you know, these things
you
come
can download.
Up,
it says skip ad on.
You know,
on
these things you come up and say you can skip this ad in 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Three. Every time when it gets to zero, I skip the ad. I've never watched one ad.
Well, you can also download a program where you'll never see another ad on YouTube again. It essentially blocks them all. Where
and there are paid apps where, and quite frankly, I think for a lot of people, it's worth the money. Let's say for $10, you buy a thing where it goes, okay, you'll never see the ads. Well, how would you like to be an advertiser and you're trying to promote your business and you think because they tell you, well, you know, if you put an ad here, it'll be seen by 3 million people. No, it won't. It'll be skipped by 3 million people for the most part. YouTube stars, the people who juggle or have their eyes pop out or sing or whatever, and I wish I had a printout of this, but I saw it on a news show on TV, and I should have written down that they showed 20 faces. All right, these are
It was on CBS Sunday Morning, I think.
Yeah, these are people that have. Lots of views on YouTube. One of them was Leonardo DiCaprio. The top 10 or 12 of the 20 were all names I had never seen, but they're YouTube stars.
You could go to any teenager and ask
anybody
who they are.
14 years old, go, who's that? And they'll go, oh, that's Jimmy Swan.
Those are their celebrities, yes.
That's Jimmy Swan. He's Goldfish on YouTube.
And a lot of it's video game related.
But my point
these teenagers today will watch. Instead of watching TV, they go on YouTube and watch another person play a video game.
That I don't get.
That's their
entertainment.
Would
be, that would be like me watching a guy play video poker. I'm not interested in that. I want to play it myself. I don't want to go on and watch
it. But they're watching it more for...
To get ideas.
The person talking. Get, they like the personality of the person playing. So,
so the person playing
the
is
person
narrating?
Isn't silent the whole time. They're, you know, either talking about whatever
well,
or...
Well, they also pick up tips on how to play the game better.
Yeah, in most cases, but in most cases, that's just their entertainment is hearing them talk while they're playing the game or, yeah, it's.
But what I hope somebody out there takes away from this is, look, I'm a salesman, okay? With this show, the three of us, all of our income comes from you responding to our ads for our advertisers, Mark and Jason, American Equity, Matheny, Window World, Precision Coatings, whatever, First Community. If you do that and they know that you're coming in, they will continue to advertise and we continue to have a show. And we're pretty good at that because, again, we have a captive audience. It's, and radio is still really good for that. What I've tried to tell people is that, and forget iPads, computers, cell phones, television. Most of what my wife and I watch is DVR'd. And I will tell you that every show we watch is DVR'd. We don't watch one single commercial. Not one. We go fast forward, times three, times four, and when we see the show picks back up, boom, we stop and we go from there. We don't see one commercial. So you need to know, because that's not something they're going to discuss with you when they're selling you advertising time. Online or on television. But I'm telling you, and it's common sense, when you're in a car and you're listening to the radio, we got you. We got you. And I'm glad we have you, and I'm glad you're here, and I'm glad you can't skip it. So thank you for being here. And to those of you wasting your money, when you get tired of wasting your money and you realize that even though the salesman told you 3 million people would see your ad, but you got 2 phone calls from it, there you go. And the fact that 85% are skippable, and I will tell you this, it actually makes me mad if I'm on the phone or the computer and I can't skip the ad.
Oh, yeah.
I get mad. I don't want to see that. I want to get right to the video or whatever it was.
It's funny. One of the channels that I subscribe to, and we may have talked about it only off the air. I don't know if on the air we ever mentioned Shoe Nice. Do you remember?
You know what? I remember this.
This is a guy who...
He does. He takes
weird
challenges.
Eating things.
People will dare
drinking.
Him. Yeah, they'll dare him to eat... Like a Fear Factor.
He'll drink full bottles of liquor. He'll slam a whole bottle of yeah. So he's really
he'll eat the hottest pepper
yes.
in the world.
And I think he has almost 500,000 subscribers. But yesterday his video was he ate a honey and toothpaste sandwich.
Can you tell me one ad you've ever seen when you watch?
Well, no. Like I said, I have programmed.
Well, there you go.
Nobody
can, because when you're ready to watch a guy eat a honey and toothpaste sandwich, that's what I want to see.
Yeah, let's get crusty.
And that doesn't sound that bad, depending on what the toothpaste is. It could be a pretty good sandwich. Off the phones we go. 314-969-KTRS 888-550-KTRS. This would be Bob. Hello, Bob.
Hey there, Frank. Bob from Brighton.
How are you?
Oh, pretty good. I'm enjoying the heck out of this weather.
Well, it's the beautiful, beautiful day today.
Yep. Hey, have you seen any of the humorous advertising videos lately?
Well, there are lots of...
May I name products?
Sure.
So you can look it up. Hanes Baked Beans Astronaut Ad.
Oh, we posted that one, I think. You sent that one where...
We put that on our Facebook page.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. That's great, with the monster.
Yeah.
And the Flying Horse Energy Drink ad with the cat and the buttered toast.
That one I don't know.
Oh, man, it's hilarious.
Okay. Well, they're glad you saw it, because most people don't see that stuff anymore.
Oh, my goodness gracious. The Flying Horse Energy Drink one with a big old fat cat. and a piece of buttered toast, and I'll just leave it at that because it all fits. It works out so well.
What interests me about the energy drink business, and I've said this before, that is a product that's bought by people who are 17, 18, 22 years old. The people who already have all the energy. I think energy drinks should be marketed to people like me.
Yeah, and I've tried that stuff before. And all it does is get me all wound up and nervous, and that it doesn't do anything for my energy. Gee whiz.
I drank 5 hours, and I knocked down a couple of those one time. It did nothing for me.
Exactly.
All right.
I mean, it can wind up your brain like an 8-day clock, you irritable. But other than that, no, energy kaput.
All right, Bob. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome, Frank. I'm AM and PM.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Here's Greg. How you doing, Greg?
Hey there. Always AM and PM.
Well, thank you. Hallelujah. How can we help you?
Well, I have a question about that YouTube. Mm-hmm. I have heard that if you post something on YouTube and if it gets enough hits, they'll put advertising on there. And then they pay you.
Yes, but you need lots of people. Look, I've had a couple of videos I put up, and there were, I don't know, 5,000 or 6,000 people, just enough that I got a note from YouTube that said, hey, you're getting a lot of viewers. And essentially it was letting me know that if it became a significant number, they were going to work something out with me to send me part of the ad revenue, but I never have had that many viewers. But you're right. You can make, there are people, and I read an article, and I mean lots of people who are making six figures a year from YouTube because their videos had so many people watching them that YouTube put ads on them, and they're making lots of money. So what you got to do, Greg, is the same thing I have to do. We have to come up with something worth watching. I have no idea what that's going to be yet.
Oh, I think the top guy makes multi-million dollars a year.
Wow.
And YouTube is not making money.
No, they're not making money, but they're paying people.
But they're paying people. How does that happen?
I don't know. They're getting money from advertising.
Yeah.
But then they're paying you because it's your content. Now, the other thing I do know is if you use, like I did a workout video to Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars. They let me know right away. They may put some ads on there. Now, you can X them out. You can X the ad out. But they have the right to do that because I'm using copyrighted material.
Yeah.
And but my point is you can X it right out, so most people don't see it anyway. That's a very good question. Yeah, so, Greg, go to work on something that you can put a camera in front of yourself doing and make yourself a lot of money.
Oh, that'll never happen.
Nah, me either. Thank you, Greg.
Bye-bye.
Does it matter how many subscribers you have to your
channel? I don't think so.
To your channel?
No, they know
just how many views.
How many views?
Yeah.
How many
like the top guy, I think pretty much every video he puts up every day will have 3 million views.
Yeah, because once it's like a book.
He has 35 million people that subscribe.
Once you're an established author, your next book, boom, she'll sell out.
Oh, sure.
I'm trying to get this one book published, and I'm having a tough time because I'm nobody. If I were,
J.K. Rowling.
John Travolta. Forget. Say I've never had a book, but my name's John Travolta. I'll write a book.
Gwyneth Paltrow, where you could write a parenting book.
Yeah, sell like crazy. If I get one and it sells 100,000 copies, oh, my goodness. The next one, yeah, sure. They can't wait to publish it. And the YouTube's the same way. Once you're an established YouTube, but you got to have talent. That's my hurdle I can't get over. I don't have anything to do on YouTube that's funny enough or interesting enough that a million people would watch it. But, yeah, there's money in it if you can. All right, we're going to do a little business. We'll come back, and the one and only Colin Jeffrey is going to come in here, and he is going to talk about entertainment, and I'm sure he'll probably mention the following. I think there's one more final episode. I watched it last night. This has been a fantastic show. He'll have that maybe and a bunch of other stuff. Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, and I don't think they'll mind if I do this. Those guys were contributors to the Trivia Night, St. Jude. And I talked to Mark Reardon on the phone. He said, if I win, draw another name because I don't want to take somebody else's place. He knew that it would look weird, but he still, and Jason, made a $400 contribution for two entries when they knew they couldn't win. I like that. I like companies like that. Here's what you're going to like. If you meet with Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon, Jason Becker, Stiefel Nicholas, you're going to be meeting with people who handle a lot of money for a lot of people. People who have $25,000 and people who have a whole lot more. And they know that that is not something to be taken lightly. They know that you've put a lot of trust in them when you go to them and say, okay, here's what I have. What do you think about what I'm doing with this money? Now, that's the point where they could give you bad advice, give you good advice. They're going to give you what they think. It's what they would do with their money. And in many cases, it is what they do with their own money. If you don't like it, you continue to do what you're doing. If you already have a financial advisor, meet with them anyway. I would think anybody would be interested to see what they have to say about what you're doing with your money that was somebody else's advice. So if you have $25,000, either invested or just sitting, have a meeting with them. Say, what do you think? What should I do? They're going to ask you a lot of questions. Because depending on your age, whether or not you're married, you have kids, what kind of job you have, how secure is it, are you likely to get terminated or relocated, all of that plays a factor, and it has a lot to do with how you invest that money. So the website is one I know you already know. You're going to hear it again in a few minutes, and here we go. MarkandJason.com.
Time to look at traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, if you're traveling on westbound 40, things are stacking up. Kings Highway through McCausland, you're heavy from Lindbergh out through 270. Now, the accident at Winghaven, they have opened up the left lane. The right lane's still shut down. You're jammed up pretty solid from 94 out through Winghaven, and it's going to be spotty all the way out through Highway 70. Also on eastbound 270, we're jammed up now from Missouri Bottom through New Florissant, southbound 270 from Dorset down through Olive, and then from Highway 40 all the way down through Highway 44. We've got some slow-to-stop-and-go traffic there. On westbound 44, we are running slow from about a little bit west of the Merrimack River out through Bowles downtown. Eastbound 40 is heavy from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Advance Auto Parts. They introduce Speed Perks Rewards Program. Spend $100 and get $20 off your next qualified purchase. No cards, no points, no nonsense. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
The afternoons with KTRS. At 3 p.m., it's the Girard Realty Show.
Basically, if the house doesn't appraise for the value that you've agreed to pay, the buyer has three options.
Followed at 4 by the Big Barbecue Show.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. Good afternoon, barbecue enthusiasts. We are broadcasting live from St. Louis Home Fire.
All this adds up to one extraordinarily indisputable fact. Sunday afternoons are special on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, this is Lori Grenier. You've seen me on Shark Tank. I've developed, launched, and marketed over 400 products. Applying for a traditional loan is frustrating. There's paperwork, references, tax forms. You wait weeks for an answer, and you may not get the funds. There's a new way to get funding without the hassle. It's called Cabbage. That's Cabbage with a K. Here's how it works. Go to Cabbage.com, fill out the online application. It takes minutes to complete, and you'll get a decision with none of the waiting. You could have immediate access to a line of credit of up to $100,000. No fees of any kind to set up your line, and you don't pay a cent until you take a loan. It's helpful for a business to have security and flexibility. Cabbage is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. It's provided funds to over 50,000 businesses and has been named one of Forbes' top 100 companies twice in a row. So check out Cabbage.com. That's Cabbage with a K, K-A-B-B-A-G-E, or call 888-CABBAGE, the number one online provider of small business loans.
For months, you've heard about the latest sales at Granite Busters.
Well, there are other reasons why you should choose Granite Busters for your stone countertops.
Granite Busters has a huge on-site display of slabs.
Over 500 of them.
In just about every color and style imaginable. Most other granite retailers have a few slabs or samples, but make you drive across town to their supplies warehouse to shop around for the slab you want.
Who wants to do that?
You won't have to at Granite Busters. Granite Busters also offers precision technology. They use a laser templater to capture the exact dimensions of your kitchen. Once you pick out your slab, you'll see on a large computer screen how that exact stone pattern will look on your countertops.
They even match up the color flow with the shape of your counters.
Then they use a laser to precisely cut the slab to your specific measurements. And another machine perfectly cuts the edges, eliminating potential human error and ensures your satisfaction. It's why they guarantee every installation for life.
Nobody else does that.
Granite Busters, the best deal and so much more. 1752 Jeffco Boulevard in Arnold.
Online at Granite. GraniteBusters.com.
Had a friend of mine call me up the other day and thank me for telling him about Bowen Dental Care. You see, my friend had some dental problems and he needed some dental implants. And he was doing research and he heard me talk about Bowen Dental Care. He heard me talk about there was a family-run dentistry handed down from generation to generation. He also found out that John Bowen, Dr. Bowen, has been not only educated but continues to educate himself on all the latest when it comes to dental implants. And then lastly, he loved the fact at Bowen Dental Care that it's one place. Many people will send you three or four or five different places to do the different surgeries needed for dental implants. But at Bowen Dental Care, it all happens at his office, his world headquarters in Florissant on Dunn Road. So if you need a family dentist, if you need Invisalign, teeth whitening, root canals, and yes, dental implants, Bowen Dental Care, B-O-A-I-N, Bowen Dental Care. They're online, BowenDentalCare.com. For the best family dentistry, Bowen Dental Care.
It's so low, the phones are ringing off the hooks. Golden Oak Lending's mortgage rates are down to 2.75% fixed with an APR of 3.776.
This is Bob Ellman. When you're as big as Golden Oak Lending, you can do things others won't. In fact, if we can't close your loan, the appraisal is free.
That's right. At Golden Oak Lending, you pay nothing out of pocket. Put your credit card away. Not needed. Get 2.75% fixed. APR 3.776. Call 314-567-GOLD. 567-4653.
Call now. We're A-plus rated with the BBB. We offer no-risk appraisals, and we will save you money. Call 567-GOLD.
Golden Oak Lending, join my blue.
FHA 15-year fixed, 10% equity with qualified credit. NMLS 1149-37, 111 Westport Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
Let me tell you about Menino's Market in Cotterville. Beef tenderloin kebabs, chicken kebabs, ribeye steaks, bacon-wrapped fillets for $6.29 each, and don't forget about the peppercorn sirloin steaks, just to mention a few of the items. Fresh produce, friendly people, Menino's Market in Cotterville. For catering, meninosmarket.com. That's M-A-N-N-I-N-O-S Market. meninosmarket.com on the corner of Highway N and Motherhead in Cotterville. meninosmarket.com.
Media personalities will race using bikes, car share, and ride share vehicles, and Metrolink during Citizens for Modern Transit's Great Race on May 21st. Join them for a finish line celebration, 5 p.m. outside Pi Pizzeria downtown St. Louis. Visit cmt-stl.org for more.
Custom closets have never been so affordable. Call St. Louis Closet Company today at 314-781-9000 and schedule your free in-home estimate and get organized today.
Dear obsessed fans of St. Louis Bread Company's Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad, the Strawberry Poppy Seed and Chicken Salad has returned only at St. Louis Bread Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you diligently saved for retirement? If so, a sea of opportunity awaits you. Discover how you could grow your retirement income by 22.6% on America's Wealth Management Show this Saturday afternoon at 1 right here on 550 KTRS.
The clown with his pants falling down or the dance. That's a dream of romance or the scene where the
ding. Ding, it's time for the entertainment segment.
Colin Jeffries here. I haven't known of one Tuesday where he didn't have something that caused you to go, hey, I'd like to see that. I'm glad he mentioned that. I don't want to miss that. So pay attention. He'll have something that'll be of great interest to you, and it's all about entertainment. And he's brought to you by Oreck. That's right. The people that make the great vacuum cleaners. They have a lot of other great products, too. And we would really appreciate it if you just pop in there and look around and go, hey, I'm AM in the PM. I thought you only sold great vacuum cleaners. Boy, was I wrong. Oreck. Let's find out what's going on in the world of entertainment. Here is Colin Jeffrey.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Frank. Thank you. How are
you doing, Colin? I'm doing fantastic.
Yes.
It's a beautiful day. Holy cow. You know what? A day like this makes you just feel better. You feel better.
Yeah.
You could be being really sick, and you still wouldn't be quite as sick if you just walk outside for a minute.
No, I just walked outside for a few minutes earlier, and I was like, okay, ready to go back to work.
Yeah, we need an outdoor studio.
Yeah.
Let's talk to them about that.
Oh, it would be the best. Where,
well, they give us
the
everything
teacher,
else.
School,
I'm sure that
she would
too.
Go, all right, let's take
oh,
a class outside.
Oh, yes,
today.
And you'd sit around in a circle in the yeah. grass. That was great. What do you have, Colin?
I've got an amazing, big, huge day.
What kind of day? Amazing, big, huge. I see what he did there.
Oh, wow.
We've got some movies coming out this week. Not a lot. Black Hat. It had Chris Hemsworth. He's a hacker.
Oh, my goodness. This is my wife's dream guy. Chris yeah. Hemsworth. Has Angela seen this guy?
No.
Thor.
The Thor. Yeah. Yeah
don't let her watch him.
Don't let her watch the trailer to the new Vacation reboot, because he's in that and shirtless in just underwear. So don't let her watch that.
A guy like this is a guy all other guys hate. Okay, he's too perfect. Chris Hemsworth,
Yeah. It's not a particularly good movie.
Doesn't matter.
It's not the worst movie this week. Mordecai is out on DVD. This was Johnny Depp. This is just really bad. Like, this is probably one of the worst movies in quite some time. This is really a bad movie. And then on the flip side, we have Still Alice. Julianne Moore is in this.
I've seen it.
How good is she in this movie?
It is really good.
It's very good and puts a face on something a lot of families deal with.
Just like Notebook did.
Yeah. This puts a face on it, and she does a great job in that. So Still Alice, you can check that out.
You just remind me of a great joke. Let's see. I got you. It's a Bill Clinton joke, and he says something to this. He's got a girl, and he says, hey, I'd like to show you I want to show you my clock. And then he unzips his pants, and there's Mr. Happy, and she says, hey, that's not a clock. And he said, it will be if you put two hands and a face on it.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I got to recover from that one now. TV this week. We'll get to all the finales in just a minute, because there are quite a few of them.
Yes, there are.
We're going to start with a new show. M. Night Shyamalan has a show, and I realize...
Say that again.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Lama Lama Ding Dong.
Lama Lama Ding Dong. Sounds like a 60s song.
The man behind The Sixth Sense and several other movies that people didn't like as much. I think he's a good storyteller. He's got a show this week on Fox. It's a 10-part sort of murder mystery miniseries called Wayward Pines.
Ooh, that looks good.
Yes, I'm really excited for this. Matt Dillon plays a federal agent who's going to a small town to investigate the disappearance of a couple co-workers. If you have seen Twin Peaks, it looks like it might have a feel kind of like that, sort of an eerie mystery sci-fi. That is Thursday night at 8 o'clock on Fox. It's called Wayward Pines.
You know, it would be cool if they had Matt Dillon play a character in a movie or something, and his name was James Arness.
And then on Ovation Channel,
let it burn.
Not long enough.
No, let it burn. Let him suffer.
I'm not suffering.
No, you know what? That's a sad thing. You're not.
I have.
Now you have to explain that to me, because I don't get it.
Okay, James Arness was Matt Dillon on Gunsmoke.
Yeah.
Now, this is a convoluted dance humor.
Oh, and he's saying.
So there's the actor.
And there's an actor named Matt Dillon.
Yeah. Dillon. He should have him play James Arness. Trust me. That's maybe the most pathetic.
I think it's brilliant.
Well, now that I get it.
We know you.
It's
do.
Great.
I have allergies.
Is that it?
I'm messing with my head.
Go ahead. Sorry, Colin.
It's all right. No. Will we need Dan's number?
No, we don't need his
number. We don't need his number for that?
Tell us your number.
Then we have a weird show. If you just need to unwind and watch something absolutely crazy, check this out. Isabella Rossellini, an out-there actress. A while back, she did a series of short videos on the mating rituals of animals, but she dressed up like the animals during the mating rituals.
That sounds ridiculous.
It's a ridiculous. Well, the Ovation Channel is giving her a special to come back and do this. It's called Isabella Rossellini's Green Porno Live.
Oh.
So you can watch this on Sunday, 7 o'clock on the Ovation Channel.
She's got a great name, Isabella Rossellini. I mean, you're destined for greatness with that name.
Yeah, she was really... I don't know, a little sort of like sex symbol in movies decades ago now, but yeah. So she's doing that. Now we'll start talking about all of the finales. Mad Men finishes up this week. Did you ever watch Mad Men?
I watch it every week.
So it's done this week. We'll see how that goes. How have you liked this final season thus far?
It's weird. It's very strange. For those who, Christina Hendricks, who plays Joan.
Oh.
Yeah. Peon, yes. You should be all over this. She's got
a great swimmer.
She has got a tremendous chest. But I like it. I think I'm going to be disappointed in the end, the way things are going. Also, Nurse Jackie's coming to an end, right?
Yes, it is. Nurse Jackie's coming to an end. That was a very successful show.
Yeah, we never missed that.
You mentioned The Following. That's
never missed
on it. Monday.
So
that's a little, and that is the series finale. Fox canceled it. But this is one of a couple shows that Warner Brothers actually produces, and they're shopping it around. They think they've got more story to tell, so you never know. You might see a Netflix or a YouTube or a Hulu or a Yahoo Screen pick this up and continue it. Then this is on a different note, but I think it's worth discussing. Tom Bergeron is leaving America's Funniest Home Videos on
Sunday.
I don't
watch it.
Why?
I don't watch it.
He's been there 15 years. He says it's time to do
things. He's a Dancing with the Stars guy.
Right.
I didn't even know he did that.
America's Funniest Home Videos has been on for 25 years. Everyone thinks of Bob Saget. He has done it now for twice as long as Bob Saget ever hosted.
But a long time ago, it stopped being good because it looked like they were fake videos that were supposed to look like accidents.
And you should go back and we watch it occasionally. I'll DVR it because it's got some things you don't see on YouTube, and it's just, I think it's reasonable
YouTube
to watch.
Had to really hurt that show.
Oh, yeah. For a while there.
Because when it first came on, there really was no YouTube.
Yeah.
And now you go to YouTube and watch everything you'll see.
I watch it sometimes, and some of those goofy games they play with some of the people in the audience. So, name this sound and tell us what this is.
It loses you with that, but when they just show clips, they do a good job.
Yeah.
So. But Tom Bergeron is leaving after 15 years, so not quite certain what they'll do because they've canceled the show twice previously.
You know how much Alex Trebek makes? This is a little off the subject. Alex Trebek, and I heard him say this yesterday in an interview, makes $10 million a year, but wait. And he also said in the interview, because they asked him, and he said, yes, it's true. He works one day a week, not even every week. I think it's 43 weeks a year. One day a week, $10 million for Jeopardy.
Wow.
There's a good gig.
Oh, it's like Pat Sajak and Vanna White.
Yes.
I know they film.
They do it all in a day for the week. Same deal.
More than that. They film like, I thought they filmed like 4 or 5 days in a row, and that's...
And they're
2 months worth of shows.
3 months,
and then they're like, oh, now you have to go to Hawaii
and
film some
shows
there.
And those are both creations of the brilliant late Merv Griffin.
Oh, he created the best game shows.
Yeah.
We're talking about paying. I heard you guys talking about YouTube, so I thought this might be worthwhile to mention here, the highest paid YouTube stars.
I've
got a top 10, if you want.
Okay. Now, these are regular people who did something on YouTube, and enough people watch it that they get paid.
Yes.
Okay,
number 10 is a group called Annoying Orange. They have an orange, literally an orange, that goes around and tells dirty jokes.
Oh, come on!
It's like a cartoon, right?
They make $3.4 million a year.
It's animated.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh. All right,
that's number 10.
I got to tell jokes, but I got to do it with an apple.
This other guy is called Uber Haxer Nova. He plays video games and is kind of crude. He tells jokes while playing video games. $3.5 million a year.
Goodness. Mm-hmm. I'm getting depressed.
1.4 billion views on his YouTube channel.
That's unbelievable.
We've got a handful. I'm not going to get into all of these because they're
Give us the top three.
The top three. Smosh is this guy. It's a comedy duo.
Oh, that's the guy who was on the radio. Smosh.
Smosh.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, guys. Subscribe to my channel,
Smosh,
man. Click and like and subscribe.
I'm on YouTube, baby.
They do lip sync videos. They made $5.7 million last year.
I can do that.
You could, but we haven't. These people have done it. The number one, this is the guy Ian was talking about. His full name is Felix Arvid Ulf Kjellberg. I can't even pronounce it.
Who?
He goes under PewDiePie.
PewDiePie.
I think, but he does it like guns. That's why I think. But maybe $7 million a year. And he has 7.4 billion views on YouTube.
And what does he do?
Video games. He plays video games.
I cannot even believe this.
All he does
We really missed it here.
$7 million a year. And he has more views than there are people on the planet. That's just wow.
These people have figured out a way to target, though. I mean, the YouTube viewership is probably 10 to 4. I would say 14 is probably even on the
high
top, the
yeah.
high end of the age group that watches all this.
But those kids can't. They're not consumers. I know
it doesn't
they put
matter.
Ads on
it's
there.
Just
that,
numbers.
It can't
wise
be effective and advertising. Wow.
Well, it is because you have to create an account to watch many of these.
That's always the way it's been, though. Saturday morning cartoons, all those ads would show the newest toy, and the kid would go to the parents, hey, I want this toy. And then
they're little kids, and the parents are probably right there in the room with them, or ironing, or washing dishes, or cleaning the house. Or
these kids watching YouTube?
No, the kids are watching Saturday morning cartoons.
I bet there's a share button now on the ad, and they can just email it to their mom. They're like, put this in their Amazon cart. Yeah. They can buy it. Look at that.
We got to find a way to tap into
But this. Here's that guy has 33 million subscribers. So when he puts something out, 33 million people get notified. That's the biggest, that's bigger than just about any show on television going. I mean, imagine that.
I think it's like 36 now.
It keeps growing. It's constant. A few other quick notes. X-Files will be returning in January. I'm very excited to see that. We have Undateable, this NBC show. I don't know if you watch it, a comedy. Mm-hmm. Wasn't bad. But they did something kind of gimmicky. They did a live show. It drew 4.5 million viewers. It more than doubled their audience. So they are doing 13 episodes next year. Every single one of them will be live. CSI, that's been on the air for 15 years.
Never watched it.
It's being canceled. That's a big one to see go. And then David Letterman ending his run next week.
That's right.
He had on Howard Stern last night. I don't know if
I
you
turned
watched.
It on and caught the last
I saw
five,
it.
5 minutes of it.
I saw the entire
I saw the clips
interview.
On YouTube.
I saw
there you
I
go.
Saw
that's
Rickles.
How I watched
Don
it.
Rickles is still funny. He
I know.
Can barely walk.
He is so
but he's
funny.
Still got it.
He's great. But Howard Stern was on there and he said, "Why weren't you is Jay Leno going to be coming on?" An announcer came and said, or a producer came and said, "Doesn't look like it. We don't think Jay Leno's going to be here."
They asked him to, but
they asked him to.
Why wouldn't he? What a jerk. If he doesn't come on, I must say Jay Leno is a jerk.
Letterman mentioned, are you going to say
Letterman go mentioned that Jay asked him to come on, but he responded that he just didn't think it would be right. The focus should be on Jay for the final episodes, so he thinks it may be a similar situation.
I disagree. Completely. You want to go out and cause talk and have everybody feel good about both of those guys. Leno shows up. And to say it's about Dave, I don't want to upstate, come out for 10 minutes and shake hands, for goodness sakes.
I think it'd be really nice.
I think it'd be great.
We'll have to see if we can get Jay on next week if he doesn't show up.
On our show?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll do that in a heartbeat.
We get Jay on.
Well, I talked to him about it.
He did.
I asked him if he thought maybe that'd be a possibility. I'll play a little bit. Here's what he said.
Sure thing, Frank. Call me anytime.
There he is, Jay. Wow.
But I'm Colin Jeffrey.
Cold.
That's entertainment.
All right, Colin Jeffrey, everybody. See, I told you there'd be a lot of stuff in there. Something you can pull out of there and use. Colin Jeffrey brought to you by Oric. And your locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. American Equity Mortgage. Thank you, singers. American Equity Mortgage, April 1st, a little over a month ago, celebrated 23 years. They're in their 24th year now of helping people become homeowners, helping homeowners get second mortgages if they need them, helping homeowners borrow money for things they need and don't have the cash for. They use the equity in their homes. This is what smart people do. They use the equity. I'll tell you, I did this one time. I bought my parents a car. I'd always wanted to buy my parents a brand new car because my parents never had any money and they never really knew what it was like to have a nice new car. And I bought them a car. And at the time I did it, it was many years ago, I didn't quite have the cash to do it. I did the home equity thing. That's exactly what I did, a home equity loan. Boom, had the cash, bought the car, didn't tell them I borrowed it because I wanted them to think their son was successful. Our son just wrote a check for that car. Well, I did, but I also did the home equity thing. And it's a smart way, and it was a smart way to borrow money. You want to know more? Talk to these folks. They've been doing this a long time. They're the ones the other mortgage companies want to be, but they're not. There's only one, American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Meet me. Let's get a look at the highways now. Here's Tim Wild.
Your Matt Dillon, James Arness thing was good.
Oh, thank you.
But
Joe,
I've been drinking a lot of cough syrup today, so
yeah,
that may be the reason.
Okay.
All right, looking at westbound 44 now, you've got the right lane is pretty well jammed up as you approach Guyer Road, merging onto northbound 270, and then it's slow again from about Soccer Park to west of Bowles. Southbound 270, you do have stop-and-go traffic from Dorset down through Ladue. Heavy from Highway 40 down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40 downtown is heavy Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. You also have westbound 40, the usual slowdown there, Kings Highway out to McCausland, and eastbound 270. It's getting a little bit better. You're just east of Missouri Bottom now, about midway between Missouri Bottom and McDonald through New Florissant. This traffic report brought to you by Staples. They have everything your business needs to keep your employees energized and well-fed, from coffee, water, and soda to nuts, granola bars, chips, and other snacks. Special offers this week in-store or online. Staples, make more happen. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRF.
Hey, Laclede Cab has a great app. It's STL Taxi. It's a great way to get a Laclede Cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland. How about that, Bill?
Yeah, punch him up.
I'm sorry. Okay, now. Oh, my goodness. Folks, this is very embarrassing.
Okay, the last one.
Okay.
Hey, Bill, oh my goodness! Did you hang up on me?
No, Bill, this is a disaster, and it's all my Dan's fault. What happened?
I know. You keep hitting the button.
Hey, Bill, you want to go in the playhouse?
You know, this may be my best segment ever, right here. I think this is it.
That's what we're supposed to say. Hey, you want to go in the playhouse?
Yeah, sure. I'll call you back. No problem.
All right. How about that? What a sport, Bill Clever. I'm hitting a button that I don't know what's going on. Hey, you know what? I'm a senior citizen. Okay, give me a break. Cut me some slack. What's coming up, you say, in the Playhouse? Well, I'll tell you what's coming up. A good joke is coming up.
Bill Cleveland.
Bill Cleveland's coming up in the Playhouse. We know that now. And
phone tones,
and a couple of stories that you're going to find very hard. I'll give you some more good Merv Griffin information about the money that he made. He died a couple of years ago as the greatest game show creator ever. We'll have a quick interview. Live interview, they say, with Bob Dylan.
Oh, wow.